From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, $50 million raised to support the care of some of our nation's most vulnerable. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. On Sunday, February 18, hundreds of walkers, joggers, and competitive runners showed up in New Kingston for the 20th staging of the Sagicor Sigma Corporate Run. Sagicor Chairman Richard Biles says the event raised some $50 million, which will all go back to those in need.
Sagicor underwrites all of the costs of this event. So everything that people contribute to the event, including their registration fees, goes to the beneficiaries, which is St. Christopher's Home for the Deaf, as well as the Spanish Town Hospital. Two very worthy causes. And we're very proud to help them and very happy to.
He thanked the over 200 companies along with their staff and individuals who gave support behind the scenes and turned up on the day to share the love and run for a purpose.
20 is a big number, and every year it's got better and better. I remember the first one that we hosted, I don't think we raised more than a million or two. And this year we're going after a whole lot more, near to 50 million. So we've come a long way and we have a long way to go because we ultimately would like to get to that 100 million mark. But thanks to Sagicor and all the companies that support Sigma, it is a great occasion and it is greater and greater every year.
New president and CEO of Sagicor, Christopher Zaka, was thrilled to join the excitement for the first time this year, and even more grateful to participate in a movement he deems bigger than himself.
I feel honored because it's the 20th anniversary. It's the largest run in the Caribbean by far, and it's my first. You know, I've been an admirer of the Sigma Run and what the Sagicor team has done over the years with it, and it's just a real pleasure to be associated with it as my first year as CEO.
This year's patron was Miss Universe Jamaica 2017, Davina Bennett, who is also an activist for persons with disabilities. So it was only fitting that she run with her entourage, which included representatives from the deaf community.
This is a great initiative and it is supporting a cause that is near and dear to my heart. And I'm so happy to be here amongst patrons like Usain Bolt, Patrice White. So I'm really excited about that and happy to have my team here to support me.
The 5K event was uncharted territory for the sprint legend, who decided to take it easy at this year's Sigma, with plans to step up the challenge in the future.
It's my first year actually going to participate, so I'm excited about that. Started with a walk and it will take it from there. yes, I have to take it from a walk. Not really a long distance running person, so I'm going to walk and let's see in the next coming years what I'll do. I mean, as I said, I like to be a part of good things, and Sagicor Sigma Run is doing big things, so I'm really happy about that. I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Multiple Olympic medalist Usain Bolt. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has lauded the Sagicor Foundation for another successful running event. He too strapped up his sneakers and burnt rubber for the cause.
Good race. I think I outdid what I had planned to do. And it's a good cause. Spanish Town Hospital. Spanish Town is where I was born. And they're really in need of the help. So, good cause.
The Caribbean's largest road race, the Sagicor Sigma Corporate 5-kilometer fun run, has raised over $100 million in the last 2 years, having raised a similar $50 million in 2017. In celebrating 20 years of giving back to Jamaica, all participants this year received a commemorative medal. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
This- This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.